selling the matter, even in 100,000 myriad copies. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. If we get a physical wound, say we get cut, get a bad cut, and that cut doesn't get attended to, there's a very good chance very often that we'll get infected. It may seem to heal on the surface, and it may have a subsurface infection that becomes an abscess. When you have a situation like that, if you go to the doctor, what they'll do is they'll open up and clean up that wound. If it's something that's abscess, they'll have to open up the abscess. They may give you antibiotics to help fight an infection. Sometimes the body will fight it off of itself and it will heal up by itself. Sometimes if we don't get help, we can get sick and even die. Then when we're set on the path in the direction of healing, gradually the body heals itself. Doctors don't actually heal anyone. They help provide conditions that can help the body heal itself. This is a good analogy. Good metaphor. For the process of spiritual healing. Every one of us is born into this world with what Remaster called karmic jangles. You can also call them karmic wounds. Some of these wounds were self-inflicted. Some of them were inflicted by others. Over time, in the course of lifetime, some of these wounds will heal over on the surface and abscess, become deep, deep infections that lead to real spiritual sickness. But in this particular case, the patient never dies. The patient here is this whole stream of karma, and the whole stream of karma never dies. When we undertake training in Buddhism, by which I mean, in our case, for us, training within the refuge of the Sangha, training in the precepts and training in meditation. With the primary refuge of the Sangha always being our master. When we undertake this training, the old karmic wounds can begin to get some attention from the great doctor, the eternal physician, the cosmic Buddha. The process through which these wounds are exposed and opened up, cleaned out, is at times a very, very difficult process indeed. At times it is literally all that one can bear. Yet even the most difficult of these periods, one really listens to one's heart, one really meditates, one knows this is entirely for one's good, one's own good. That this is a cleansing process. And the physician's love is an infinite love. And the physician's wisdom is an infinite wisdom. And the purpose of this process is the healing, to lead to the healing. The purpose of this process is never punishment. Then when there's been a good, thorough clean out, cleansing, then the healing can really begin. And there is a love that bathes, that cherishes, that nurtures, that calms, that reassures, that consoles. And while that love manifests a little differently than the love that opened up and vigorously cleaned out those wounds, it is the same love in another aspect. And these two aspects of this love make up a great circulation, alternate cleansing and bathing, alternate skiving out and exposing and consoling and healing. And always this love works for our good, whether we know it is doing so or not. Because being an infinite love and utterly selfless, it doesn't matter to that love what we think, what our opinions are, what our attitudes are. It doesn't matter whether we know anything or not. It just works tirelessly and eternally for the welfare of all beings. At this time of year, because it's the time of year when we celebrated Rumi Master Jiyu's birthday, which happened to be on the 1st of January. So we celebrated it here on the 1st of January, as we always do. At this time of year, I think of Rumi Master Jiyu and of the treasure of Dharma that she bequeathed to us. I see that treasure mirrored in ancient texts, but I've never seen anything that approaches it in this present day world. Maybe all that means is that this is the teaching and the teacher that I needed was the right one for me. If there is one thing I would hope that we will all remember in this new year, is that as her disciples and grand disciples, we can learn to trust, rely upon, follow the guidance of, be grateful for, trust in that love the way she did.
Thank you.